Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Beth Bodler over in Fontenelle area. Good morning to you, Beth.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good, and I know along with a lot of other people, we are thinking about what we're going to be doing to celebrate the 4th of July. And Fontenelle is the area this year. Is it just two places that trade, or is it three that trade? Where the location of your 4th of July celebration is going to be?
Yes, there's actually three locations. So this year it is in Fontenelle, as you said. Last year was Messina. Year before that was Greenfield. So this is actually the third year that we will hold our event. It's called Ag Adventure. In the third town being Fontenelle, we started in Greenfield, had it Messina last year, and Fontenelle this year.
Okay. Well, I think it's exciting that the towns work together to do this. I mean, you're all small towns, and hey, getting together makes it a lot more mighty. And it's also exciting that this is the third year for Ag Adventure. Tell us about where we find this and what time, and just a bit of background so we know where to come and get part of Ag Adventure.
Yes. Ag Adventure will be in the southwest corner of the square. It will be in a corral panel enclosed area featuring 12 different ag learning stations from everything live animals, including baby pigs, baby calf, a chicken, and a lamb, to water conservation, a kids area for pedal tractors, corn and soybean pool, et cetera. New Ask a Farmer Question station we're pretty excited about this year. And as always, we'll be bringing free food, including free eggs on a stick. And anyone completing 6 of the 12 learning stations and completing a small survey will receive free ice cream.
Yeah.
So that will run after the parade until 4 o'clock on the 4th.
Okay. So about what time do you expect the parade to be over? Just the ballpark?
Yeah, probably 12:30.
Okay.
Generally, the Fontenelle parade lasts a little over an hour.
Okay.
So we'll be ready to go, though, after the parade.
Okay. Well, mentioning food, I just think it's really cool that you have that egg on a stick. You're maybe copying State Fair. But, you know, you hear egg on a stick? Oh, yeah, really? Easy to eat and good for you.
Yes. You know, chickens and eggs in general are one of Iowa's ultimately top production areas in agriculture. So, you know, I think it's important as agriculturalists we highlight that eggs are full of plenty of protein. So a good way to power through your afternoon on the 4th.
You bet. And when you mentioned that, you know, eggs are one of our top productions, I think we sort of forget about that. So that's a good reminder. Now, you mentioned that there is some special areas for kids. That means to me that, you know, there's lots for kids, but this is also aimed at adults and teens.
That's correct, yes. You know, we want to focus on more, we want this event ultimately to be for people of all ages. And so we tend some of the stations, you know, more towards adults, some of the stations more towards kids. But the idea being that everywhere each person can learn something new. And I'm surprised, you know, every year we do this. Deb Hall, Jeanette Jorgensen, and I are the three main coordinators for the Ag for All programming. And, you know, we are learning new things all the time as well as we're putting this stuff together. So I'm amazed at all the new things coming out in agriculture. And, you know, we live and work in it every day, but we're still learning as well. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's important to remind people that, you know, there's always something new to learn. And living in a rural community, agriculture has such a presence, ultimately. And part of our goal in doing Ag Adventure is putting a face to those local farmers in the local community. So currently, we have about 100 different volunteers that will run the stations, and we try to match the volunteers up to their expertise level. So if we have a cattle producer, obviously, we probably want to put them at the cattle production station. We've got people that are really passionate about water conservation, water quality and conservation, and so those people fit in well with the conservation station.
We
also have, you know, people that love to work with kids and are passionate about agriculture, so I've put them with the kids' activities. So.
One more specific thing I wanted to mention, because when I attended, it was the first time I'd ever seen it. That's the model milk cow. I mean, it's almost unbelievable. You find out how a cow works.
That's right.
So like you say, always learning something. Yes.
Yes, the Montgomery County Historical Society has been very gracious to allow us to use their model milk cow. And so people can actually get to milk this model milk cow. She looks very, very real, and get the opportunity to actually milk her. And we use that as a learning tool to say, hey, the milk that comes out of the cow ultimately makes the ice cream that you're going to eat at the end. So
yeah,
we feel like that's really important to learn where your food comes from.
You bet. And that kind of relates perhaps to this, the new thing you've added is Ask a Farmer. Just mention that a little bit more.
Yes. So the Ask a Farmer question station is new this year. And we have been getting the last couple of years several questions, but we wanted a way to ultimately combine those all into one area. So the idea behind the Ask a Farmer question station is ultimately all questions are open, but excuse me, to generate a bank of questions to use for the Hoosier Iowa Farmer Facebook page so we can answer more people's questions ultimately throughout the year. So what we're going to do with those is anyone who answers or asks a question, asks a farmer a question ultimately, will be put in a drawing to receive prizes. So the adult prizes will be beef, pork, and ethanol gift certificates, and any kid that asks a question will be put into a drawing to win free farm toys. So we're really...
Yes. Now, you mentioned something else as you were going through that part that is really a part of a bigger program, as I understand. The Ag Adventure is kind of you might do it several times during the year, but it's an event. But you are expanding this into something called Ag for All.
Yes, that is correct. So this event, the Ag Adventure at the 4th of July, is actually the kickoff event for the Ag for All group. And Ag for All is a new nonprofit group that is composed of the Adair County Farm Bureau, Adair County Cattlemen, Adair County Corn and Soybean Growers, Adair County Pork Producers, and Adair County Extension. And those groups have representatives on the Ag for All group that basically puts this whole thing together to make it a nonprofit organization. So within Ag for All that will kick off here on the 4th, we have three main initiatives. We've got Ag Adventure at the 4th, we've got Ag Adventure in the schools, and the Hoosier Iowa Farmer Facebook page. So all three passionate, ultimately, initiatives that group has decided to focus on.
So it's really a year-round. You mentioned the Facebook, and so anytime somebody wants to connect, and as you do programs, it's there all year long.
Yes, that's correct. The Ag Adventure on the 4th was basically one of the first big events out in the community, but it expanded into the Ag Adventure Goes to School. And so what we do in that program is all the schools in Adair County, we try to work with them and provide agricultural learning tools and also bring in volunteers from the communities, local farmers, to continue putting those faces to agricultural individuals in the community. And what we try to do is keep everything streamlined together. So we build on top of each other. The lessons build, And we try to reiterate some of the same concepts that we're not only teaching in the schools, at the community event, and then also on the Hoosier Iowa Farmer Facebook page.
Okay, so we'll be hearing more from you, but for right now, let's think about 4th of July in Fontenelle and starting about 12:30 or so. Come to Fontenelle for Ag Adventure and have a great time.
Yes, yes. We'd love to see you there. If you have any questions, feel free. You can contact us ahead of time. Myself, Deb Hall, or Jeanette Jorgensen, or come and talk to us on the 4th. Have lots of great learning stations, about 12 of them there on the 4th, and get your free egg on a stick and your free ice cream. So
all
we'd
right.
love to see you on the 4th.
Thank you so much, Beth Bodler, for visiting with us. And until next time, here's a thought. Instruction does much, but encouragement does everything.